Well, look at there. I guess it's time to get going. Welcome, everybody, to the Tuesday, just going to say a podcast on Dylan Talks Tone. You are going to have to bear with me today. I still feel like crap. I built some pit guards. I did get some stuff done today, but I'm still struggling. So there might be like some popping, some cough drops. There might be some mute the microphone while I blow my nose. Like it's that kind of day. But I didn't want to go another day without making any content. And I wanted to say hi to everybody today. And we're going to have some fun. This is a podcast subject that I think is really good for community, really good for hanging out. Oh, check it out. Somebody from Guatemala. Check it out. Very cool. Thank you. Yes, I am feeling better. I am not feeling awesome. Let me just say that. How about that? I built a pick guard. I took a nap. I built a pick guard. I took a nap. Like it was one of those kind of days. And I was like, well, you know what? I just want to hang out with everybody today. Let's just do this thing and have some fun. And so I'm going to start a thing in the guitar world. I'm stealing this, actually, from my fountain pen hobby, from the fountain pen side of things. There is a thing that goes around the fountain pen community, and it's 8 questions to ask, and people make videos about this stuff. And they do it kind of like every year, and it's like a measure of, I don't know, progress of collection, of like understanding the things they like and all that kind of stuff. And I think for a lot of people, we spend so much time worrying about the gear itself, but for the wrong reasons. We could still worry about the gear. It's super fun, right? That's why we're here. We like to create music. We like to talk about guitar stuff. But let's have some fun with it. Do you feel that being a lefty, it was easier to learn chords and harder to learn strumming and picking, etc.? I don't know. That's an interesting, the lefty versus righty thing is an interesting thing because I never learned left-handed. So I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know what I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I do wonder, what if I had learned left-handed? Would there be anything different? You know what I mean? I'm not sure. That's a thing that I've wondered in the back of my mind, but never really put that much thought into because it's not like I'm going to learn left-handed now on purpose. I do have a friend, actually, David Robinson in the San Antonio Spurs. He learned to play bass left-handed. I apologize, right-handed. And then when he learned to play guitar, he played left-handed. So he plays both ways, which is very interesting. He's the only person I've ever met that does that. He's also 7 feet tall, so it's different as well. So I don't know. If you do have guitar questions, please put them in the chat over here with a bunch of question marks in front of them so I can see them. I just, by luck, saw that one. So put a bunch of question marks in front of it. We'll try to get to it. Also, if you have... if you use a super chat, I'll drop it what I'm doing and we'll answer that right away. Usually we go for about an hour on Tuesdays. We'll see how long I last. If you would have learned left-handed, you wouldn't buy all these nice guitars that you have. Wow, that's a great point. Very good point. Well, so this is interesting. This is interesting. So the 8 questions about guitar stuff, I'll touch on that, okay? So here's what I did. I put these 8 questions in the comment section or in the description section of this video. I encourage you all just like one of those stupid Facebook things, right? I encourage you all to answer these 8 questions. Go over to the Dylan Talks Tone Facebook group, the Dylan Talks Tone Insiders group, and post your answers. I want to know. This is really fun. And keep these questions for next year and answer them again. So I'm going to go through my 8 as you go ahead and discuss, as we discuss this, put your answers in the comments too. And let's talk about this. Let's have some fun. Question number 1 of the 8 questions is, I have the answer written in front of me, but I don't have the question. Hang on. When and how did your guitar journey begin? So when I was about 3, I want to say, my dad had a guitar store. And so we sold, I think, Ovations and Fenders and Martins and Gibsons. This is in the 70s, right? So I'd always been around guitar stuff ever since I was a little kid. And speaking to your lefty thing, I knew I was left-handed very young. And my dad said, if you learn to play, probably by the time I was 6, he said, if you learn to play left-handed, you're not going to have choices in guitars. If you learn to play right-handed, it'll be way easier. And I have all these guitars because we have a guitar store. It's way easier. Just learn to play right-handed. And so that's how I learned to play right-handed. Has that cost me anything? I don't think so. I mean, I'm no Joe Satriani, but I wasn't going to be anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter. That's how I got started in guitar stuff. How did you get started in guitar stuff? Question number 2, what was your favorite guitar in the beginning, and what is your go-to guitar now? So my go-to guitar when I was a kid, I still have it. It's a 1985 Fender Stratocaster. I still have it. When I was really little, I played like a 3/4 size acoustic. And then as I got older into the mid 80s, then my dad gave me a Strat. And I still have that guitar. That guitar means a lot to me. It's in the closet. I don't take it out very much. I still have it. I am still a Strat guy. My go-to guitars right now are for sure my Texas Toast Challenger Level 2 with the pink paisley top and my Mike McCready Strat. Those are probably my 2 go-to guitars now. I decided not to sell my Mike McCready Strat. I just can't let it go. That guitar, I just can't let it go. Warren says that he just rebought the guitar that he had back then. Dude, I 100% support that. I think, if you can help it, never sell your first guitar, even if you outgrow it, even if you don't play it anymore, always keep it. There's something about that, right? And if you did sell it, try to find one like it again. I don't know. There's something about that. I just think that's really, really cool. I think there's a connection to that, I just found my first pickup winder. I was going through my stuff. We moved recently, and so I'm still... And we're expanding the shop again. So I'm unpacking new stuff and we redid the shop. We redid the garage so we can do some more stuff in the shop. And I found my old pickup winder and I was like, wow, this is really cool. What should I do with this? I literally threw it in the trash because I was like, it's junk. It doesn't work anymore. And somebody said, you should hang that up on the wall or something. And I went and I dug it out of the trash because I was like, yeah, this is like my first guitar. Like there's a connection to that. Would a Flying V be a bad first Gibson? Nah, I don't see why not. Do it. I started on an SG copy. You got a fat Strat. Let's see what else. Wow, this is cool, man. I love this. All right. Let's ask question number three. Number three of the eight questions, and these are in the comments too, so you can kind of cheat and look ahead if you want. How have your guitar and gear taste changed over time? This is an interesting one because I get constantly videos for this. My gear tastes change a lot because of what I do for a living. Not only that, by nature, I like to learn about everything. I like to understand everything and I like to try everything. So this means that while I am not, it's so funny because I just said that my go-to guitars are my Challenger and my Mike McCready Strat, but I wouldn't call myself a Strat guy anymore. What I wrote down for the answer to this question is that I'm way more open-minded. I used to be very... I only want to play a C-shaped neck. Fat necks are too fat. I don't want small frets. I used to be one of those guys who was like, I only want to play X fretboard radius. I only want to play X neck shape. I only want to play... And I used to be that way really bad, and I didn't realize it until one day where Leslie and I were talking, and Leslie actually pointed it out to me because I was saying this. I'm like, why are people like this? She's like, you used to be like this. She's like, think about it. Think about your guitar choices 10 years ago versus now. And I'm like, oh, wow, I was really like that. Like, and now I'll play anything because it's a sense of exploration for me. It's not a... There's no right or wrong about any of it outside of the science. Now, the science is science, but there's really no right or wrong about like what guitar, who cares? You know what I mean? Like play whatever you want. So there's really no right or wrong about any of that stuff. The science about how a guitar works, that's a different story. We can get into those conversations. But as far as the taste of shape and size and necks and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? And so exploring all of those things. So I actually like to have as many different things as possible now instead of having them all the same. And I actually kind of think that people that want all the same necks and all the same guitars, this is why I think the Tonewood thing is so stupid, because people, not because I don't do or don't believe it, but because people focus too much on it. Like, what does it matter? Like, if you want the guitar to sound exactly the same as another guitar, just play the same guitar then. Don't worry about comparing things. Just enjoy the experience of different guitars. So I'm way more open-minded about this kind of stuff. And yeah, I used to only play light guitars. I never played heavy guitars. Let me see what else. I cannot read my own writing. Yeah, I had preconceived ideas about what I wanted, all that kind of stuff. Really, really interesting stuff. And now I'm really exploratory with it all. But I think that's not just the guitar stuff. I think that's life in general. I think that is a life journey, not just guitars. I think that's everything. I think I'm just super, like, I want to. I've always been this way, but especially now, I really want to be exploratory with everything. Let's see. I'm going to go back here and see. When I was younger, I hated Tellies. Me too. I thought they were planks with strings on them, and now I love them. I used to hate single coil Strats. Now it's one of my favorites. Yeah, that's the thing, man. You just like let yourself like stuff. I think when you get past the point where people are like, when you pay less attention to what morons in comment sections say, and you just come up with your own opinions about stuff, you'll be freer. You know what I mean? To do that stuff. I really believe that a lot. I used to think that the Tele was an old man guitar, and then I got old, and somehow now they seem cool. Dude, that's hilarious. I love your take on that. We got a super chat from Sean McMillan. Thanks for the message saying my order is shipping. I'm ready to try another set of flavors. Yes, Sean, your stuff is shipping. It's actually, we missed the mail today. So it's coming. It'll be actually in the mailbox tomorrow morning. Our mail runs really early here. So what'll happen is, like, I'll be building stuff in the morning and I'll try to beat the mailman. But sometimes I don't. So it'll actually be in the mailbox tomorrow. But yes, Sean, that's going to be sweet. Yeah, you got a smoothie and an 8-ball and a Les Paul wiring kit, I think. Which is really cool. That's going to be a nice setup. It's going to be a super gnarly, really rock and roll bridge pickup. And that's going to be a really nice, you'll be able to get some sweet woman tone from that neck pickup. It's going to be really cool. And of course the hardware from that pickup is going to be, or that wiring kit's going to be awesome too. Yeah. You're going to dig that. Thank you for ordering that, by the way, Sean. I know you've ordered a bunch of stuff from us before. Let's see. Number four question. Are there guitars and gear that you have yet to try, but would like to? This is an interesting question. Because of my job and because of the folks that I have, I've gotten to play some really neat guitars, and I've gotten to play some stuff that I didn't think, I've gotten to play some really cool guitars that I didn't ever think I was going to be able to get to play. I got to play, the B16 Bigs, for example. The B16 Bigsby is one of my favorite things of all time. I got to play the steel prototype. It's not even aluminum. I got to play Les Paul's recording guitar. I got to play the Stevie Ray prototype. I got to play the Gary Moore prototype. I got to play the John Mayer prototype. I got to play, all kinds of fun stuff. I've got to play a lot of really fun guitars. As far as brands go, I've gotten to play pretty much everything that I've ever wanted to play. But that's not to say that I've gotten to play everything that's out there. And so I'm always interested. If there's something I haven't seen yet, you don't know what you don't know. We said that already once. And so if I haven't heard of it, I haven't heard of it. And if I haven't heard of it and I haven't played it, I want to try it. Like, that's the way I am. So I don't have like a, ooh, I wonder about this. You know what I mean? I will say, I would like to play an Emerald carbon fiber with my other carbon fiber guitars. I've never gotten to do that. I've gotten to play a Rain Song with my stuff, but I've never gotten to play an Emerald, like, side by side. I've played an Emerald, but I've not gotten to play them side by side. So I'd be interested to try that. I would be interested in owning the legit St. Vincent guitar, not the cheap one, but the good one. I don't actually like her that much, but I really like that guitar. Let me think what else. I do not own, so let's talk about guitars I've never owned that I might want to own. I would like to own a Collings at some point. I would like to own a, on my shorter list, Collings is kind of way out there. On my shorter list, I really would like to own an actual PRS. I have two PRSs now, and I've had a few, but I would like to own, like, a fancy wood PRS. You know, like I would like to own a, even if it's just a CE24, you know, like a more traditional PRS. Like I have a Fiore and I have a Silver Sky. And I've had, you know, two American Silver Skies. I've had two SE Silver Skies. I have my Fiore, but those to me are like, those are kind of nichier PRSs. So I kind of like to really own like a regular sort of PRS that might be on my list that I haven't owned yet. So I'd be interested in that. Yeah, I think that would be cool. More than anything, it's guitars I'd like to own that I've not owned yet. But I've owned a lot of guitars too, so that's kind of tough. What is your hole? Let's see, question number five. Private stock? No, not necessarily a private stock. I don't care about that as much. I don't know. I want it to be green though. I want it to be green. I want it to be like whatever that funky lime green is. That's the color I want. Let's see. What is your Grail guitar? I have two. Both Gibsons. A 57 Gold Top. And a 59 Junior in TV yellow. Double cut yellow, double cut TV yellow. You wouldn't mind playing through a Dumble. I've played through a Dumble a lot of times, and they're amazing. They are everything that everybody says they should be. Their Dumbles are incredible. Yeah, you guys are all into the PRS nomenclature. I don't know. I want a lime green one. I want it to look cool. Here's the thing about PRSs to me, and this is probably the reason I haven't done it yet. PRSs are kind of, well, I guess Fenders or Strats are like this too. They're kind of all the same to me. I don't care really. They're kind of just, they're all that shape. They're just different colors. They look pretty. And they put four different sets of pickups in all the guitars. Like, I'm just not as innovative as he is. He's very segmented, very incremented. And so that's probably why I haven't done it yet. I would not own a collection of them. I would have one. Because if you have one of them, then you have all of them. And I know that that's not totally accurate, but that's the way I see it. So that's the way I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'd like to have a Collings too, but the 57 Gold Top is my number one Les Paul that I would love to have of all time. That's I love my Les Paul. I absolutely love it. But I want a 57 Gold Top. Even if I had a custom shop one, I would be close enough. I would be happy with that. Grail for me would be a 59 Les Paul and a pre-war Martin, pretty much any model. So I have a D28 and I have a Les Paul. We're going to get into that, what you just said, a 59 Les Paul and a pre-war Martin in a minute. Because there's another question on our list of questions that has to do with that. Question number six, how many guitars do you currently own? I didn't count. I left that blank. I forgot to count. It's somewhere around 20, I think. I just sold one yesterday. I just sold my DG335 yesterday. And I think it's somewhere around 20, something like that. But it's always up and down. You know, I have stuff coming in and out all the time. I have another guitar on order right now at the moment. Number seven, do you have a limit on guitars or gear in your collection? Is it a number? Is it a feeling? When do you know that you have reached your maximum? Of course, everybody always says there's always one more, right? There's always one more. And your answer is going to be way different than mine. You know, So I have a thing. I think it comes from living in a motorhome for a couple of years. I like to use everything that I have. If I don't use it, I don't want it. I don't want stuff that I don't use. I have very few things that I don't use. I'll give you an example of things that I don't use, and I will be able to count them on one hand, okay? I have two Japanese swords, and I will not be kill-billing anybody, so I have those two things. I have a half-face blades tomahawk that I will not be tomahawking anyone with, so that's three things. And I have two guitars that I don't play very often because they are family heirlooms to me. So those are the five things that I own that I don't use. Everything else that I have, I use. If I don't use it, I get rid of it. So that sort of puts a limit on the amount of gear that I have because I don't like to have stuff just to have it. I want to use it. I use all of my pocket knives. I use all of my fountain pens. I play all of my guitars, except for those two. I still do, but not in the same sense. The trick with my stuff is that I have two different piles. We've talked about this many times. For those of you that have followed the channel, you know. I have two different piles. So I have what I buy for the channel and I have what I buy for me. What I buy for the channel is a lot less discriminate. If you tell me, hey, I think you should get X or Y, Epiphone or Squire or whatever, I'll just go buy it. I don't care. I'll just go buy it. Let's just make a video about it. Let's learn about it. Let's review it. Let's put pickups in it. Let's develop a product for it. Let's do it. You know what I mean? I don't want to say indiscriminate, but I'm kind of just like, yeah, let's just do it. When it comes to the guitars that I buy for myself, my collection, the ones that I keep for me, I'm very intentional about that. And I have a very specific, and I'm this way with everything, even pocket knives. You know, I've got, I don't know however many, there's 30 or 40 over there, but I'm at the point now where it comes down to, does it fill a particular role, right? And if it doesn't, I don't buy it. With the guitar stuff, I want one of all of the real thing for me. I want a good Tele. I want a good Les Paul. I want a good SG. The reason I sold the DG335 is because I'm not a real 335 person, I think I've decided. And so I don't necessarily care about that guitar. But I want the real thing. I don't want a copy of the thing. I want the real thing. So even if I was going to be a 335 guy, I would not keep the DG335. I would go buy a Gibson 335. I want the real thing of the thing. For me. Now, for building projects and all that kind of stuff, Squires and all that stuff, we'll do that. It's great. But for me, I want the real thing. And so that's when I know that I have enough. Are those needs filled? And is it important to me enough to buy it right now? Like right now, I'm not buying guitars. We're so busy with all kinds of stuff. I just bought a laser. We just put another 600 square feet in for a shop. we are so like occupied right now that I am not buying gear because we are investing in the, I mean, buying gear is investing in the business, but it's not the same. Wait till you see what's happening around here. It's unbelievable what we've got going. So, you know, yeah. So I really try to be pretty intentional about that. In the eighth question, consequently, what would you do if another guitar came along? If a guitar came along for the channel, I'd just buy it. Cause that's, well, let's say this. If a guitar came along, on my list, I'd really like to get a hold of the Jerry James Nichols single pickup with the cool new P90 in it. I'd like to get one of those. But typically what I'll do is I'll go on Patreon or I'll go on the YouTube channel and be like, hey, does anybody want one of these? I'll kind of sell it to one of you before I buy it so that I know that it's got a home to go to when I'm done with it, like that kind of thing, because I don't really want to keep it. I'm kind of maxed out on the number of guitars that I have around here right now that are just kind of, you know, I just don't like I said, I just don't like stuff piling up for no reason. So we find a way to make those things work. As far as guitars for me go, if one comes along that I really think I want, I will give it a lot of thought before I pull the trigger on it. I'm now to the point where it could be with anything. It could be with a pocket knife. It could be with a pen. It could be with a guitar. It could be with, heck, we've got a wall of reptiles in there now. Anything. Like, I'm literally like super intentional. Like if it doesn't fall into a place for me, I don't want it. So I'll be very, very intentional about it. That's something that I feel really, really, really strong about. Let's see. If another gun came along, that would be tough. I've actually had to walk away from a couple this week. To buy another guitar, it has to fill a void in my setup. Yeah, exactly. I get that. No, that's kind of my jam too. That's what I'm saying. It's got to fill a spot, right? Yeah, so there's the eight questions, man. I think it's kind of fun. Go in the comments, copy and paste them, and answer them. Go over onto the Facebook group, the Dylan Talks Stone Facebook group. Thing, you know, we get to learn about each other, we get to talk about guitar stuff without the hateful morons, because we're just like, oh yeah, I remember when I started playing guitar. Like, that's kind of fun. I got my eye on another pistol, hard to justify, so wait. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, right? You could buy anything, you could buy, just keep buying stuff, and I don't know man. Right now, for us, for me right now, it's the business. I am, you know, we've and we're going to start making our own flat work and some other stuff. We're going to start, well, just stay tuned. I'm really excited about it. But that has cascaded into a whole nother thing. If you're on Patreon or if you're a YouTube member, maybe tonight I will make a Patreon video and show you what's going on out there. We put race deck in. So we took this last weekend, we took everything out of the garage. Which was a nightmare because we haven't organized anything since we moved. So we took everything out of the garage. And my son came over and we hung a bunch of cabinets. I bought a bunch of kitchen cabinets from, first we put race deck flooring in. So I've got race deck free flow flooring in the whole garage. And then we put, I got a bunch of kitchen cabinets from Home Depot and basically put like a 10 foot long countertop, base cabinets, upper cabinets, just for storage of stuff. Some metal chemical cabinets and some other stuff just so that we could get everything kind of lined out. Rolled the laser back in because the laser's huge. You know, it's like 4 feet by 5 feet by 4 feet tall. It's huge. So the next thing is I've got 220 out there, but I've got to run it to the other side of the garage. So that's another project. And we're going to put a desk in out there and I'm going to buy a mini split so that we can have climate control out there because it's Georgia and it's hot here in the summer. So, so there's a lot of investment going into a bunch of business stuff around here. I'm really excited about it. So it's exciting. Is it strange to own more guitars than pedals? Not at all, dude. I think I only have like 10 pedals. I bet I don't have that many. I don't know. Companies will send me pedals for reviews and I'll keep them. And they'll be in the back, you know, I have them in the garage now in a drawer. They're all in a drawer. And I was looking at them the other day. I'm like, man, I never use any of these. Actually, I got a new one that I can't even tell you about. It's pretty cool. I think I don't know when the date is, the 24th or something. Yeah, there's an embargo date on this thing. I can't even tell you about it. Oh, crap. I need to start working on that this week, though, because I think that comes out. When's the 24th? Let's see. Sorry, just thinking out loud here. Yep, next Wednesday we'll have a pedal release. Should be pretty cool. So, yeah, man. Yeah, I had in my other shop, I had one of those R2-D2 AC units, you know, like a roll around one. And it was okay, but when it was really hot and when it was really cold, it had a heat pump in it too. But it was like 10,000 BTU or something, but it just didn't quite keep up. And I told Leslie this time, I was like, no, this is getting too serious. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I want to be able to do what we need to do. My goal with this is to have a full-time guitar-related laser business. That my daughter's going to run it. Well, I'm going to run it, but my daughter's going to run it. And because I want to make all my own parts. Our stuff is quality. I have no problem with what we put out the door. But the amount that I have to fiddle with it to make it good sometimes. And what you all don't see is the amount of inventory that I throw away because it's not good enough. So we'll buy flat work. And a percentage of the flat work for Stratocasters and Telecasters and stuff, I just throw it away because it's just not good. The magnet holes are the wrong size it's just not good. And it's stuff that you buy. It's stuff that you know. Like, it's stuff that some of you who are hobbyists who have wound pickups, it's the same companies you use. Only I just buy way more of it. And then there's some stuff that people can't keep up with the amount of stuff that I need. Like I will call a company and be like, I need X amount of, you know, Stratocaster bobbins. And they'll be like, well, we only have this many and it's going to be 3 weeks until we get more. And I'm like, well, this friggin' sucks. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to make my own and I'm going to spec them the way I want them. I'm going to make them good. And then once we get them the way I want them, then I'm going to tell you about them. And then if you want to buy them from me, you can buy them from me too. That's what we're going to do. I've had it. Like I'm going to more vertical manufacturing, and it's super cool because it's something that I've dreamt about. Like for 10 years, I thought, you know, someday I'm going to get to the point where I'm just going to make my own parts and then I'm going to make my own parts. And here we are. And it's really cool. It's a lot of work and man, is it a lot of money. It's not cheap, but it's worth it. And I'm looking real. I hope it will be worth it anyway. Cough drop time. That's my first real bad cough, though. Have you tried the Georgia peaches yet? You know, the funny thing about Georgia peaches is South Carolina actually has more peaches than Georgia. People don't realize that. South Carolina actually outputs more peaches. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the whole thing. So anyway, that's all I really got today. I wasn't sure if this one was going to go a full hour just because of the way I'm feeling. And the 8 questions thing was really fun. I hope you guys get to do that. And yeah, man. Maybe while I'm still feeling okay, I'll go out and I'll shoot a little video about what's going on in the shop. So if you're on Patreon, you'll see that. Awesome. Thanks for hanging out, you guys. I'm going to shoot a video tomorrow because we didn't shoot one yesterday. So there's going to be a video tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday to make up for it. So tomorrow we're going to talk about guitar-specific tools. I promised that video. I was actually going to do it last Friday, but that's when I started feeling crappy. So it ended up not happening. And then I was just feeling sicker and sicker and sicker all weekend and still trying to get this project done and then just got sick. So anyway, we will see you all tomorrow.